He paused, and I felt my spine dissolve. Oh, Jesus, here it was again. Whenever I hear the words desperate and dangerous, I know that I'm for it. I can only wait to hear the worst. To storm Jotunberg is impossible, says Sapton. It stands in the lake of the Jotunsee, and only at one point is it accessible from the shore, where a causeway runs out towards it. There were two guards on the causeway tonight, at the outer end, where the gap between causeway and castle is spanned by a drawbridge. That bridge is raised, which is a sign that those within know that their plans have gone astray. Doubtless, when the man you killed this morning failed to return to his friends, they took alarm. Two of them, at any rate, rode into the castle tonight. Hansen and I saw them. A youngster, a gay spark, for all he looked little more than a boy, and a big ruffian along with him.
Starnberg and Kraftstein, says I. Major Sapton, they're a devilish pair. They'll stop at nothing.
Well, how many more were already in the castle, we don't know. Probably no more than a handful. But we could never hope to surprise them. So we must find another way, and quickly. He sat back. Eric, it is your scheme. Let him hear it. One look at Hansen's face, his eyes were glittering like a fanatic's, prepared me for the worst.
Where a storming party must fail, we may prevail by stealth. Two brave men could cross the Jotunsee at night from the opposite bank, by boat as close as they dared, and then by swimming. Part of the fortress is in ruin. They could land in the darkness, enter the castle silently, and discover where the prince is hidden. Then, while one guarded him, the other would hasten to the drawbridge and lower it, so that our people, hidden on the shore, could storm across the causeway. They could easily overpower its garrison, but somehow the prince's life would have to be preserved while the fighting lasted. Whether this could be done, he shrugged, at least the two who had entered first could die trying.
And the very fact that they were telling me this informed me who one of those two was going to be. Of all the lunatic, no-hope schemes I ever heard, this seemed to be the primest yet. If they thought they were going to get at me swimming into that place in the dark with the likes of Rudy and Kraftstein waiting for me, they didn't know their man. The mere thought was enough to set my guts rumbling with fright. I'd see them damned first. I'd sooner be swinging at the end of Sapton's rope. That was what would happen, of course, if I refused. While I was gulping down these happy thoughts, Grundvig, whom I'd known from the first was a clever chap, sensibly suggested that where two men could swim, so could a dozen. But Hansen shook his fat head with determination.
No, two may pass unobserved, but not more. It is out of the question.
He turned to look at me, his face set, his eyes expressionless.
I shall be one of the two. Karl Gustav is my friend, and if he is to die, I shall count myself happy to die with him. You do not know him, yet without you he would not be where he is. Of all people, you at least owe him a life. Will you come with me?
Whatever I may be, I'm not slow-witted,